This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I think a lot of people just don't realize this and how life-threatening storm surges. 14-foot storm surge, 10-foot, 9-foot, 6-foot can even kill you. Homes just picked up. If they weren't demolished, like most of them here, if you're on the beach, look at all the they were demolished.
All right, so you heard Rick Scott there talk about the storm surge. And, of course, Michael, welcome to America tonight. There's shortages. There's people who are mourning loved ones. And that utter darkness is the worst in trying to clean up this nightmare. And you really feel for the people. But we live in such a great country. So many are reaching out. You can reach out in lots of different ways. Go to the Red Cross site, etc. And really, people are out there doing what they can. I mean, you're talking about finally kids are coming back to Florida State, in Tallahassee, and some of the other universities around there. But there are search and rescue crews, even after these couple of days, still kind of picking through the rubble of these neighborhoods that have been completely shattered. 17 people at least dead. There could be more. Entire communities just wiped out by a Cat 4 hurricane that had roaring winds, surge, all the kind of things that come along with a hurricane. And the damage is really, really bad, obviously. And can you imagine what that would be like? First, you thank God when everybody in your world is alive. And hopefully that was the case for most. I said there were 17 that died. But, you know, it's the process of rebuilding, and it is tough. It's devastating. There's significant damage that required all kinds of things for people, evacuating, coming back. And then here's the other part of this. There were some houses where there were roofs ripped off and there was some damage. Then there was just utter destruction. And for the most part, so much of it was, you know, so much of it was utter destruction. But I love when I saw this sign, honestly, where they had a big sign out at the front of one of these communities where it said looters would be shot. I think looting is one of the most despicable things when people are completely ripped apart by a storm. Picking through their stuff is just so sad to me. Right? And what most of the, I've seen lots of interviews with people, what most people are saying is they're sifting through what's left and they'll manage to figure out what to do. And if they can save anything, they'll save whatever that is. But boy, oh boy, it's crazy to look and see. There's even, I saw a video and then a picture of this. There was a basketball court where the backboard was just cut right down the middle. Like, it looked like here's half of a basketball rim. So crazy. But that's what happens in, when you have a devastating storm like this. The people are helping each other, though. There's Red Crosses there. FEMA's there. They're setting up everything they can for the people. They're getting in water. They're doing what we do when the unforeseen happens and Mother Nature gets the best of you. And, you know, that's something to behold, honestly. And I've been to some of these places where it's happened and my family was in a hurricane. Nothing like what these people are seeing. When you see roads that are just, they look like jigsaw puzzle pieces. It's mind-boggling. You can never really get over that sight. I remember Sandy and thinking, wow, the Jersey Shore, looking at places where my family went, where all the boats were just ripped in half and they were all piled up against each other. And you're seeing the same thing at Mexico Beach because that's, you know, what happens. I love seeing the American flags. They're up all over the place. I think it makes people feel good. There's people are sticking them in the ground. And the fire and rescue people who are there with water and words of you know, kindness and trying to help people and bringing the dogs to help, and they're bringing out drones, and, you know, we've gotten better at some of that kind of a, some of that kind of process, but it's tough. It is. And it is a quick reminder to anybody listening. A lot of people, I mean, you're not completely prepared, but a lot of people were prepared to evacuate. They knew they had to evacuate. They got some stuff together, and they did. I think it is a good idea to have some sort of go bag, because any of us can be hit by floods or fire or whatever. It's just another reminder, as you see people picking up their lives, when you have a few things together in bags or whatever, it's incredibly helpful. And there were definitely people, a lot of people, that were prepared as far as that's concerned, but you're never prepared for the chaoticness of what that looks like and what you have to then do and what you're faced with, the challenge of picking it all up, of the chaos, like I said, and figuring out, okay, now we're moving forward, and thank goodness we all survived, and here's what we have to do. You know, the fear is that death toll, which is 17, and it's not all in Florida, by the way, but the fear is that will rise. And there's communication dead zones where you can't communicate anywhere. And that's why the search and rescue people are still out there hoping that if there's anybody that's trapped, they'll find them, they'll get to them in time, or if somebody's died, they'll be able to know, they'll be able to find the body, whatever it is. And this is what you do in these horrific, horrific, horrific situations. You figure it out. You figure out a way to get through it. But very hard for the people who need shelter, need food, are freaked out by it. And it's, you know, for the people who didn't have much to begin with, and now they're in a situation where Michael makes it even worse for them. And then not having electricity for several weeks, boy, that is tough. It's tough, tough, tough. And especially some lost cars, the houses perished, of course. And what about the hotel rooms that are nearby? They have to be all filled. Because immediately when you're running, that's what you do. You go to Destin or some of those other places. And, you know, you figure it out. Like I said, luckily there are a lot of people on top of this. And they're trying to help with those that have even more hardship to deal with. All right, the midterm elections are coming up. And there's so much talk about who's going to run and who's going to run next time around when we have the presidential election in 2020. And there was just another poll. How many people think Donald Trump will win? How many think he'll lose? How many think he gets to the midterm, you know, gets to another term, that kind of thing. You know, already the prognosticating has begun, but this is what we do. You're immediately asked about the next time around. And the Democrats are putting their candidates up. Wait till you see in the very large primary field what the Dems are saying, who they prefer. Wait till you see who's at the top of the list. You might be a little bit surprised. We're talking about it on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Payoff in the latest polls. You know, there's polls all over the time, all over the place. So there was a poll that was just done asking voters, you know, what would the public do? How many think that Trump will win a re-election? And I told you that 46 think he will, 47 think he won't. So yeah, that's pretty close. And then who are going to be the Democrats that? And this was a CNN poll that was done by SSRS, by the way. And then what Democrats would run in a very big primary field, of course. So, you know, who the voters preferred. You know who the voters preferred, number one, hands down, like, on top of everyone else? Joe Biden. The former VP, Joe Biden, 33%. No kidding. The Vermont Senator, Bernie Sanders, was behind him. But a lot behind him, 13%. California Senator Kamala Harris, 9%. Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Senator, 8%. Then you go on down from there, like Cory Booker and John Kerry and the former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, you know, 5%, 4%. Wow. Wow. I mean, there was even somebody who voted for that attorney, Michael Avenatti. Are you kidding me? 1%. Like, there's no way he runs and gets elected. But the idea of Joe Biden is kind of interesting. I was very surprised by that, except for that he has not completely said, I guess, that he won't run. And how many times has he run before? In a in a race that if it ended up Biden, who said he's not running for president at this point, what if it was Joe Biden and President Trump? Would that even be close? Would that be close? I mean, not in fantasy land, in just to put everything aside and really honestly think about that for a second. Would that be a close race at all? And I look at, I mean, definitely has people who would support him, but in a wider range election, when you're talking about head to head of the two of them, boy, that it's, he's 75, right? So then you look at Donald Trump, and then you look at what's happened, I guess, economy-wise, and what's happened with the, as we've talked about before, what was NAFTA and now what that's turned into. So he's 74, and Donald Trump is 72. So you'd have put the years, a couple of years from now, add that on to it. Wow, so fascinating to me that people were talking about presidents that would eventually be younger, but it's the opposite of that. Most of what the polls are showing are it's older, it's skewing older. Regardless, I think no matter what is being said now, I just had this discussion with somebody who's pretty high up in the Democratic Party. To me, it's really about if the economy is doing well, if there are things that everyday Americans see, you know, what's in your wallet, all politics are local, if all of that is going well, and then you have independents who could decide one way or decide another way, how are you swinging not a charismatic, just the same old people that are being thrown up again? How are you really running a campaign where you feel like you have a really good chance to ignite a bunch of people? I don't know. How are you doing that to me? If I'm a campaign manager, strategist, I guess would be the better title. If I'm a strategist, is that what I'm looking for? Is that the direction I'm going in, right? I got to think, no. There has to be some other way. There has to be somebody else. There has to be some other candidates rather than going back into the pool 4 years later. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the people are familiar with the names. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. To me, you'd think that there'd be somebody that would be being talked about that came out of sort of nowhere. If you want to think of people that have come out of, I'll say nowhere, Bill Clinton would fall into that category. Obama would fall into that category. I'm thinking Democrats, because they didn't come out of nowhere that nobody thought that that was a possibility. But then all of a sudden they were there, right? Governor of Arkansas, Senator Barely, Obama was, but not a lot known about them, rather than this long history of somebody that's run a few different times. So is it experience over unknown? Is it a different quantity? How do you beat someone if the economy especially is doing well? Because if politics are about that, and they are, because it's feeding your family, it's what the future looks like. If you have children, oh my gosh, how are they going to school? Are they going to school? Are there trades they can still go into? Are there jobs? Are there living wages? Are there incentives for companies to stay in America? All that kind of stuff. It plays into it. It does. It plays into how you elect somebody. So if the Democrats are going about it that way, it seems so, I don't know, it seems backwards to me. Seem backwards to you? You might have seen this, maybe you didn't. The Prez did a 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl, and he was asked, it was two segments, I saw it. He was asked a lot of different questions from, you know, allies, enemies, what's going on domestically, people in his White House, you know, that kind of thing. And now that we just had Hurricane Michael, he was asked, Leslie Stahl asked him about the impact and would he change his mind and is there really climate change? And he said, I'm not denying climate change, but it could very well go back. You know, we're talking about over millions of years. And Leslie Stahl said, but that's denying it. And he said, you'd have to show me the scientists because they have a very big political agenda. And the other thing that came up on this one-on-one situation, Kim Jong-un, and she asked him, do you trust him? And he said, I do trust him, yes. That doesn't mean I can't be proven wrong. And she said, why would you trust him? And he said, well, first of all, if I didn't trust him, I wouldn't say that to you. Wouldn't I be foolish to tell you right here on 60 Minutes? He said, the fact is I do trust him, but we'll see what happens. And, you know, he said, one of the things she said that I thought was interesting and his response was interesting is she brought up Melania Trump and her comments in an ABC News interview last week where she said she didn't trust everybody in the White House and said it's harder to govern. You always need to watch your back. And the president said, I feel the same way. I don't trust everyone in the White House. I'll be honest with you. So that was interesting because, you know, we've seen people that have fallen out. There's speculation all over the place. And then Russian meddling. So asked about that. And Trump said, China, you know, Russia wasn't alone. He thinks China meddled too. And other countries, and Leslie Stahl said, this is amazing, you're diverting the whole Russia thing, and he said, I'm not doing anything. She said, you are. So there was, it wasn't awful cantankerous, actually, because he answered the questions, and she asked the questions, if he didn't answer them the way she wanted, she you know, kept asking him the questions. One of the things that was also interesting is she asked Trump about his sea legs as president, and he said he found it a little surreal to say he's president of the United States. He said in the beginning, he quickly said, now I very much feel like POTUS. I do. I feel like the president. And she said, and you feel comfortable. And that was, you know, kind of that. That were some of the takeaways that I think people will talk about from that interview for what it's worth. You know, these are the things that are that he talks about anyway over Twitter, but just on a one-on-one situation, what the answers were to, you know, were to that. What were the biggest conversation pieces, I guess, in that interview? And I think I think that's good. I think he should do more of those kinds of interviews if there's people, you know, from all kinds of different people in the media, why not? Because he certainly knows how to handle media, and there's more accessibility, I suppose, in that. I'm not saying all the time, but to just do a couple of these a quarter even would be good, especially if it's the run-up to the election, and then we'll see what the Democrats do and what happens with the independents. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes about the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist. He says we would be punishing ourselves by canceling weapons sales to Saudi Arabia following Turkish reports that Kamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. But a growing number of global businesses have withdrawn from an upcoming summit in Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the mystery of the Washington Post journalist's disappearance. The Brookings Institution's Shadi Hami says,
the U.S. has provided a security umbrella for Saudi Arabia for really decades now. So the U.S. is and has been Saudi Arabia's most important ally in security terms. So that gives the U.S. and it gives the international community more generally considerable leverage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. In our virtual green room, Mike Eaton, he's the CEO and founder of Hero Clean, and he joins us now in this edition of It's Your Business. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Hero Clean, and I guess the gist of it is how men can be cleaning heroes. So explain that, because, of course, you know, a lot of alarm bells are going off right now as this leaves my lips. So tell us about the company and what that means.
So about 4 years ago, I found myself in the laundry detergent aisle and going down the aisle and opening up the bottles and smelling them all and buying the least offensive smelling one I could find. And it dawned on me. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't use women's deodorant. I don't use women's shampoo. Why am I being forced to clean my clothes and my home with products that are essentially formulated and fragranced for women? And I thought, it's curious that there aren't any cleaning products lines for men. And so I started doing a little research on kind of what was going on with men in the country as well. And right now in the United States, 47% of the adult male population in this country is single. And it's growing at double-digit clips every decade.
Wow.
And so between that and the fact that 43% of all household chores are being done by men in married households, 42% of all grocery is now being purchased by guys, just between 70 and 100 million guys walking into grocery stores and walking down the cleaning products aisle, and there's absolutely nothing there that speaks to them, that's formulated for them, that's created for them. And so as a single guy at the time, I was like, you know what? I want this. No one seemed willing to build it, and so I built it myself. So I created a cleaning products line for guys that really kind of is formulated and fragranced, et cetera, for the sensibilities of how guys clean and what they like, and the packaging's masculine, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of basically just copied what everyone is doing down in the personal care aisle. on deodorant and shampoo and all of that and translate it over in the cleaning products aisle. And that's kind of how Hero was born.
So when you first delved into this, and you had a background in this kind of thing as far as brand marketing and even sponsorships.
Correct.
In some cool arenas.
Yep.
So it wasn't like it was a completely foreign concept to you. But is that what happens because you've worked with brands before? Like, wow, what a great idea, and it pops into your head as you realize.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The last 10 years of my career, I was kind of looking at entertainment properties and sports properties and trying to figure out how to make more money off them, so to speak. You know, I'm just kind of wired trying to figure out, well, maybe there's a different way to do things. And so, I don't know, it just kind of dawned on me in the grocery store. And selfishly, it was kind of the Donna Karan little black dress kind of business model as well, is that nobody was willing to build it. And so I built it myself because I wanted it, you know, and I didn't like what I was using to clean my clothes. I didn't like the way they smelled. I didn't like the cleaning products I was using because they were my mom's cleaning products. So I wanted to build something for myself, and that's what I did.
Wow. And when you go out and you set out to build something for yourself, how does that process start? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So we, I had some friends who launched a sun care line, and they hooked me up with their fragrance house. And in talking to them and having this discussion, I'm like, I need somebody to help me formulate these products. They introduced me to a chemist, and kind of one thing led to the other, and he helped me kind of put together the original formulation line and introduced me to some contract manufacturers that kind of helped us kind of get off the ground. And since then, one relationship has led to another relationship. And, you know, a couple years later, we're now working with the world's top ingredients companies, manufacturing companies, fragrance companies, et cetera. You know, and since we've seen some success in the market, we actually have some first-to-market technologies in our product because we have such an interesting story and an interesting demographic that we're going after. There's a little bit of a groundswell of interest at the very high levels of some of these major companies just because we're kind of a new shiny toy in the cleaning products business where there aren't a lot of shiny toys.
And what's been the reaction to men that you tell it to and you see this product start to spread? What's been the reaction?
So, you know, interestingly enough, 50-year-old plus men don't get it. They're like, okay, I don't even understand. Like, why would I need this product? You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyone in their 20s and early 30s immediately gets it. They're like, oh, my God, why doesn't this exist? So it's a very kind of generational differentiated reaction. But the group that we're going after is that, you know, those kids that just got out of college, first home, first job, up through kind of their mid-30s is our sweet spot. And the reaction has been absolutely fantastic because they come from a generation where customization and stuff made for them and, you know, they can put their names on their Nikes and order them directly. And so repurposing products from a different era and a different target demographic is not as welcomed as it had been in previous generations. And so we're kind of hitting on something with these guys that they seem to be open to.
Of all the products that you design, what's your favorite?
The odor eliminating spray, by far. It's interesting. So we launched at Target a year ago and sold our first bottle at Target. And Target's obviously got a different demographic in their stores in that it's very female-oriented. But the one demographic that kind of we also know that if we're going to be a successful brand, we need to get women to buy this as well. There are no products out there right now that moms can spray on little Johnny's hockey equipment where everybody's going to be happy. So if little Johnny's hockey equipment doesn't smell well and she goes and smell good and she sprays Febreze on it, well, Johnny's not going to be very happy. Our odor eliminating spray was purchased 60% by women in Target because it's the only spray in Target right now that doesn't smell like flowers. And so we're seeing an interesting kind of market grow in that there are odor issues out there, that there aren't a lot of solutions that aren't floral based. And so we've seen a lot of success with that odor eliminating spray. The reason I love the product myself is it's so easy to use and it's kind of our delay mechanism. So if you have something that doesn't smell great and you just kind of want to freshen it up a little bit, whether it's hockey equipment, your tennis shoes, sheets, a t-shirt, just spray it with this stuff. It smells great. We've got technologies in our new odor eliminating spray. We've got a microbe in it. It's a probiotic microbe that starves bacteria. So the odor is really the bacteria, so it doesn't allow the bacteria to grow because it has nothing to feed off of, and then it prevents it from ever growing down the road. So there's some really cool, interesting technologies we have in these products that really kind of lead to how guys clean and, you know, the clean, delay male cleaning regimen. This odor-eliminating spray is that mechanism where you can continue to not clean and still have the appearance of cleanliness.
I love it, the appearance of cleanliness. So as somebody who knows how to market this kind of stuff, I mean, that's in your real house. I know that you can get it on Amazon. What made you decide on the packaging and how you were going to make it available to people?
So there's a couple things. Right now, our product line out in the marketplace, it's four different products. It's a laundry detergent, a dish and hand soap, an all-purpose cleaner, and the odor-eliminating spray that we discussed. The product line was put together to mimic a male cleaning regimen of that clean, delay. This is the least number of products you would need to clean everything. And our products are multi-use. You can use them on everything, and they're not going to hurt anything. So, for example, you know, the major cleaning companies would love to have you buy 17 different spray cleaners to clean every little different surface. Like, you need one for wood and tile and marble, and it's all the same stuff, basically. And so our all-purpose cleaner you can use on every surface. Our dish and hand soap, it's great on hands, it's great on dishes, it's good grease cutter if you need to make soapy water to wash your car, mop your floor. It's all very flexible. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, all right, how can we make this guy easy, simplify this whole process if guys don't clean a lot and they're kind of confused with those myriad of products down there. From a packaging standpoint, we wanted to make sure that it felt very male. So we have a new branding and packaging look that's launching actually next week. And the products that are out in the marketplace right now are very kind of modeled after automotive-looking products. And we had a lot of reaction from the retailers that it looks a little too automotive. And so our new packaging is going to be dark. It's going to be very much like Axe and Nivea for men and Dove Plus Care for men. So we have like gunmetal gray bottles, and the labels are black with carbon fiber texture on it. And so we went super aggressive. So when somebody walks down the cleaning products aisle, they look at our brand, they're going to know it's for guys because it looks so different than anything else in that aisle. And we're really just trying to make that connection to say, you know, hey, listen, if you walk down the personal care aisle, you kind of get a sense that everything's going dark and manly and all that with the men's personal care products. We're just recreating that in the cleaning products aisle.
I love it. And, you know, you're a kid who grew up this way, right? Your father worked for Procter & Gamble for like four decades?
He was a career Procter & Gamble guy, for sure. Yeah, he's been retired for 18, 19 years, and kind of the running joke in the family is, Dad, I'm trying to ruin your retirement. For some reason, he doesn't feel threatened at the moment, but hopefully we can change that.
He's not threatened. I love it. Here's another thing I want to make sure that I tell everyone.
Yeah.
So for hero-clean.com is where you go, but also a portion of what you make goes to veterans. Tell me about that part.
Yeah, so we wanted to be a company that, you know, obviously creates great products. We're trying to create a new category in the cleaning products aisle, but we also want to give back. And when the brand started evolving and the hero name and the star, it just screamed military. And so back when I was putting this all together, a friend of a friend was starting a charity called the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. There's a guy named Paul Rykoff, and he's ex-military, ex-Wall Street, fireball. I mean, super, you know, he's the Energizer Bunny. And he created this charity that really focuses on a lot of PTSD issues. They're very involved in a lot of the government regulations as far as the VA hospitals, and he's one of those guys who's sitting in senator and house member offices all the time. And he was just getting off the ground when we were getting off the ground. We sat down, we met, and we have very similar views of our respective worlds as far as disruption, and there's a different way to do this and all of that, and it just kind of clicked. And so we've been partnered with them. We give 7% of our net sales to them, and we bring them to our retailer meetings. So, for example, Paul and I are actually going up and sitting down with the senior management of Target in a few weeks to come up with new ways that they can help veterans that work at Target and their guests that are also vets. So we want to be one of those companies that doesn't just write a check. We want them to be a part of the fabric of our company. And so we're doing that on a daily basis, trying to figure out new and better ways for our brand to also help them as well as try to make it a successful run for us.
I love it. Check it out. Mike Eaton, CEO and founder of Hero Clean. Mike, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
First of all, I love tortoises, so you know I'm already going to like this book, and I know I'm going to like this author, because she's in our virtual green room. Lori Rao has written a book called Tortoise the Tortoise. It's a children's book, but I think even adults can pick it up, but certainly adults can pick it up to read to the children in their lives. There's no doubt about that. Lori, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So I do believe we have a fascination with tortoises, with turtles, with any kind, shape, big, small. And I definitely have since I was a kid. Did you have a fascination with the tortoise?
You know, I do love tortoises. The fact that they can live for such a long time and are so resilient and have been on this earth for so long is just fascinating to me.
And I think that's the reason it's fascinating to me, too, as well. So when you decided to tell this story and put it together, what was your inspiration for the story?
Well, I have been volunteering in a program called SMART for the state of Oregon. It's Start Making a Reader Today. And the idea is volunteers go into grade schools, K through third grade, and read to the kids and have them read to us to help them reach their reading level that they're supposed to be at for their grade. And in reading all of these different stories, I just thought, you know, I want to give it a shot. And I have an idea. I like the Aesop's Fable, The Tortoise and the Hare, when I was a little girl. And so I thought, well, I bet I can do an updated version of that, make it a little bit more kid-friendly, and maybe have a nice life lesson in it. So that was kind of what started me down that path.
And when you come up with Hortus and you tell the story, I love that Aesop's Fable to update it, because I grew up like you. I grew up with that story for sure, and it definitely, actually, it really had an impact on me. So when you take the twist and you come up with your story, tell us about your story. Tell us about Hortus.
So Hortus the tortoise lives at the zoo, and his friend is Honey the Bunny. And when I envision them, I envision Hortus being kind of a middle-aged tortoise and Honey being a little bit younger. And Honey wants to run this race, and Hortus isn't really into it, but because he's a good friend, he says, I'll do it for you. And so when they start the race, of course, Honey is way ahead, and she's teasing Hortus a little bit about how slow he's moving. But eventually she tires, and so he actually picks her up and carries her over the finish line with him so they could do it together as friends and finish together.
Wow. So that is a definite twist. When you named your characters, how did you pick out the names? The names are clever.
Well, I was doing a rhyming book, so I had to a name that rhymed with tortoise. So that's how Hortus came. And then I just thought Honey the Bunny gave the character I wanted for her. You know, that she was sweet, maybe a little naive and young, just kind of a little honey.
I like that. So I'm going to say this again. Lori Rowell's with us, of course, and the book is called Hortus the Tortoise. It's available on Amazon.com, Kindle, of course, Barnes & Noble, wherever you can get great books. And what do you hope kids get out of your book when they read it or someone reads it to them?
I hope that they can see that sometimes, even if you don't want to do something, you do it because you're being a good friend, and that teasing isn't always a really good idea because it doesn't end up well in the end, and that sometimes winning isn't the goal of a good friendship. You know, that sometimes doing things together and succeeding together is more important than being first place.
Ooh, that is a great takeaway. And you talked about SMART and what you're doing there in Oregon and how that's encouraging children to read. Were you surprised at how easy the stories, it seems like to me, poured out of you?
I was and I wasn't. I have always liked to read myself. I grew up, you know, with the Dr. Seuss rhyming books, and I've always kind of had a fascination with, you know, trying to make a story rhyme. And so this was a really fun journey for me to take. It did take a little while for me to get it all down and make sense and have a full story that, you know, kind of followed the Aesop's Fable, but had its own twist. But I really, really enjoyed that journey of writing it and, you know, figuring out from beginning to end.
Yeah. Tell us about, because you would visualize your characters, I'm sure. Tell us about the illustrations.
So the illustrations were actually done by someone else. This was self-publishing. And so I had to send really detailed thoughts of how I wanted each character to look and how I wanted each page to look and what, and I would get a draft back and I, you know, tweak it a little bit and go back to them and say, you know, I want tortoise or Hortus to be more this color and I want Honey to look like this and I want the background to be this way. And so someone else actually did the illustrations under my direction. So there was a very talented person behind all of the illustrations.
Yeah, and that's the way it is with most people that do children's books, unless that's a particular talent they have. But I love that you went back and forth and you still had to come up with a vision. And maybe in some ways it can be harder because you're thinking of what do they look like? What are you getting back? And you can still have a talented artist illustrator on the other side. But then you felt like they nailed it in the end, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah. I think that I was really happy with the final product. You know, it looks to me like how I had envisioned Hortus and Honey to look.
Yeah. And it's great that, you know, you think of the kids and you think of kids reading this and then you try your hand at writing a book with these life lessons. And in the end, for you doing the book and putting it together, did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, yes, very much so. I really enjoyed it. It was just a pleasant thing to be able to come home from work or on the weekends and just kind of, you know, sit and think about it and plot it out and make it happen.
When you got the books, when finally it's all put together and, you know, you get the package in the mail and you open it up the box, what was that like?
It was like the best Christmas ever. It was so amazing to see something that you kind of plotted in your head and wrote down on a piece of paper to come to life.
I love it. And we're speaking with Lori Rao, and Hortus the Tortoise is the name of the book. Get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, of course. What's interesting is your background. Tell everybody what you do for a living.
I actually am a banker. I've worked for the same bank for 29 years in the same department, and absolutely love that job. I really enjoy what I do. I work for the international banking department, so I'm helping importers and exporters with their transactions, you know, exchanging money for goods.
Wow. And it's interesting that you say you would be a numbers person and you're doing this banking thing. And as you said, you've done it for 29 years. And then you've got this book that you read on the side. And were you inspired by family at all? I know, like, I'm inspired by my nephew. And I'm wondering if you were inspired by children around you.
I have a number of nieces and nephews, and actually great nieces and nephews. And I do spend a lot of time with them, and they are inspirational. And just watching them and seeing what they're into and what's important to them is inspirational for me.
Yeah, oh, I would imagine. So now you've got Hortus the Tortoise out, and you tell everyone Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, great book, read it to kids. Hey, I'd say even get the book and donate it where people are reading to children in honor of Lori, really, because of what they're doing in Oregon with SMART. Start making, you know, a reader today. I'm sure wherever you're listening to me, there are other programs like that around the country. So what's next for you? Will you do another book?
You know, I would love to do another book, and I actually have one pretty much written, and I'd like to do a sequel to Hortus and Honey, maybe send them to the park instead of on a race, but it will depend on if I can find a traditional publisher or not. Otherwise, unless I win the lottery or find a traditional publisher, the stories will probably just stay with me and my family.
I love that. Lori, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.